Blog Talk Radio. Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And it's all about It's a Rap Wednesday. And you know our other segments. Can't wait for you to hear them, Mind Your Business Weekly, and Who You Talking To Wednesday. Now, today it's a rap for not being a person that keeps your word. You can understand why people may grow a reputation or businesses may grow a reputation because they are not trustworthy. And if you at any time have your trust broken with an individual professionally or even personally, it puts a bad taste in your mouth and you tend not to trust or believe them. And that is a major issue when you are what they call flaky and you go back and forth on what you said you're going to do, if you're going to do it. That causes problems. And sometimes, unfortunately, it's not intentional. But if it's not intentional, please do your due diligence and make the time to let the people know. Do not leave them out just hanging and they don't know what's going on, especially if you've given your word. It doesn't call or state reliability. And with accountability comes responsibility. So you have to be accountable for what you speak and what you set into motion. Because once it's going, that's it. And if it has to be derailed or turned around, you have to make sure that all these sitting parties are well aware of what's going on instead of just making these random decisions on your own. Now, it's a wrap for that because people like to be in a place where they feel safe and confident in you as a person, especially you as an in business. Because here in Hollywood, if you're on time, you're late. And if you're late, you're done. So that's just how it is out here. And most of the time everywhere else, but really in Hollywood. So we want to move on to Mind Your Business Weekly. Our next segment, speaking on basically piggybacking off of this. So what I've discovered in business is that if you do keep your word, if you do do all of these things, you need to put what you're doing in business in writing. There is a such thing as a non-disclosure form. There is a such thing as a business proceedings agenda that you can write up, a consultation, a fee, and everything else. Even now, because of COVID, you have to, if you're going to meet in person, you have to get things in writing that the person has been certified and documented that they haven't had COVID, that they haven't, that they're going to come, or however it is. Give yourself at least that. Put what you are doing in writing and back it up with an email, people, because people can take your work. People can defame your character and all things in between because you do not have anything in writing. There is such a thing as a consultation fee, even a consultation period before you even get started. So my thing is to get what you need before you even get started and possibly waste your time. Get what you need in writing. Okay, people? That is so vital to what you're doing. I don't care if you're a cosmetologist, a makeup artist. I don't care if you are from a surgeon, lawyer, doctor. Everybody gets things in writing. So you have to get things in writing or you won't be taken seriously. There are so many things that go on and so many unprofessional people. You have to be the exception to the rule and be professional, be beyond professional, okay? And if you don't, you won't look like you know what you're doing. And they will know that, because trust me, they've been somewhere else. So that's it for your Mind Your Business Weekly segment. Make sure you do that. Now, also, if you have any questions, because we're going to have classes coming up on entrepreneurship, we're going to have some amazing people show up. And I'm so happy to be able to be a part of starting these brand new businesses in entertainment. And we got some great people to help you get started. So we're going to be talking to some people with some nonprofits here soon concerning that for Mind Your Business Weekly. So stay tuned. And if you have any suggestions, feel free to call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. Now, for who are you talking to Wednesday or next segment, what you're going to get is another treat soon this evening, this Wednesday, if not the following Wednesday. We're going to have him on a regular basis, Reverend Frederick Shaw from the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, and we're going to cover how you can dispute any misdiagnosis, how you can go about the process of obtaining a lawyer, and the right type of psychologist that can help get that off your record. Because you want to clear your name. You want people to know that you are sane. So these are the mental health care watchdogs. They are located in Hollywood here on Sunset Boulevard. And soon you'll be able to take a virtual tour of their museum, which is absolutely going to knock your socks off. I can't wait for you all to see that. So until that time comes, I want you to anticipate it. And then also go to the website of cchrinternational.org They are there for you to see. You can also email them. We have pamphlets you can get. You can also get information on all of that. And that is one of the best things to do to keep yourself aware, protect your children, and protect yourself. So with this vital information, until next time, people, be safe and be great.